This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, a look at President Obama's primetime address on terrorism and security.
First, many women are playing a higher profile role in the comedy world these days. While there have always been prominent women in comedy, Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett, just a couple names that pop to one's mind, there seem to be more big names on bigger stages. Here are Tina Fey and Amy Poehler kicking off the Golden Globe Awards this year.
You bunch of despicable, spoiled, minimally talented brats. Yes. We are so happy to be here hosting the 72nd and final Golden Globe Awards. You got it. Tonight we celebrate all the great television shows that we know and love, as well as all the movies that North Korea was okay with.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, but outside of the entertainment world, in personal lives, workplaces, romantic relationships, our next guest writes that there's still a big difference. A funny man is appreciated, but a funny woman may not be. And a lot of research suggests that there's a double standard at work.
Olga Kazan joins us now. She's a staff writer at The Atlantic Magazine. Her piece on men, women, and humor is linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Olga, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you write that both men and women often say that they're looking for someone with a sense of humor when it comes to romantic relationships. So far, so good. But it doesn't necessarily mean they're looking for the same thing. What do women and men mean when they say that, according to some of the research you looked at?
Right. So when researchers really press people as to, well, what qualities are you really looking for in a romantic partner? It turns out that men say they want someone who will actually laugh at their jokes, and women tend to say that they want someone who will make them laugh. But both genders consider that to be, you know, sense of humor. But it's actually quite different.
So how do men feel about women who are funny, who are looking for the laughs?
So it's not clear cut. So there are obviously men out there who appreciate funny women, and I think a lot of men appreciate funny comedians in particular. But there are some studies that show that men actually don't rate a sense of humor very highly in their romantic partners, as far as like ability to tell jokes. And in fact, when they do find a romantic partner or a prospective romantic partner, they actually prefer that she not be funny.
So why, and yeah, you cite some research that says, oh, yeah, she's goofy and saying funny stuff. Who's next? Let's find somebody else, maybe. So why is that? Why are some men, maybe not all men, but some men at least, put off by a funny woman?
So it's kind of interesting, but part of it is driven, there's all these evolutionary theories behind it, which is that, you know, women face more risks in childbearing, so they have to find a man who's really fit and he's going to be a great dad. And one way that they sort of check for that or try to make sure that they're going to find a man who's really smart and talented is they try to find a funny man, because, you know, most people don't brag about their SAT scores after they're about 18 years old. So they look for funniness in their mates so that they can make sure that they're going to be smart and capable. And men don't really face those same calculations when they're looking for romantic partners. They're more looking for someone who's just going to be really, I guess, sort of fit to have children. And that's not really the same thing. And so unfortunately, you know, the studies do show that that men kind of really overlook this sort of quality of humor in their mates.
So that's where it gets kind of sticky, though, isn't it? Because women want men who are smart, and in this case, smart equals funny. So does that mean, kind of by the same property there, that men don't want women who are smart?
So again, not all men, and there are obviously exceptions to every rule, and I'm not sure that every man or most men would even admit to this, but there is a study that shows that men actually prefer women to not be as smart as they are.
Now,
as far as dating.
You mentioned evolutionary biology, and maybe there's something there. I think sometimes maybe people read too much into that, but maybe there's a cultural side to this, and you also write that men early on are encouraged to be jokey and funny, and whether they're funny or not, men tend to try to tell jokes a lot more than women. Is this a matter of cultural reinforcement from an early age?
Yeah, I think people are sort of socialized into these different social roles where it's, you know, kind of more encouraged and more acceptable for men to always be telling jokes. Men get more credit for their jokes when, you know, people look at a list of funny captions or one-liners. They misattribute them to male writers for some reason. Men also rate themselves as funnier than women do after they've written some jokes. You know, and then there are also these kind of, you know, people who looked at, like, things like ratings of professors at different universities, and it turns out that, you know, very rarely are female professors rated as being funny, but male professors, that's, like, one of the top terms for what they're considered to be.
And it seems like a lot of women just don't think of themselves as funny. They don't try. So is part of it just societal conditioning then?
I think it is. I mean, I think, you know, and when you look at these, it's sort of supported by the research, because when you look at some of these studies where they have people try to be funny, and they're saying, you know, okay, caption all of these New Yorker cartoons, men will write kind of more captions. They'll take more shots at being funny. And the women don't write as many captions. And you know, at the same time, the men, it's not like every single thing that comes out of their mouths is gold. It's sort of, you know, they there's a lot of misses, there's a lot of hits, but, you know, they just try more, so they hit more. And that's sort of, I think, where the cultural conditioning comes into play.
Talking to Olga Kazan from The Atlantic magazine about men, women, and humor and different perceptions. People like the funny men, maybe not so much with the funny women. And Olga, you write that some women, and you have some anecdotes as along with the research you talk about, women might be hilarious among their friends, their woman friends, but not seen as funny in their work lives or maybe by men they date. What accounts for that difference in those two different worlds?
So I think that so women in general do tend to laugh a lot more than men do. They for whatever reason they smile and laugh a lot more. But as far as when they're telling jokes, what sort of researchers find is that in mixed company, men sort of tell a lot of jokes and women don't. Women joke a lot more, but only when there's no men around. And I think part of that is sort of internalizing this idea that their humor production, you know, their jokes that they tell or that they write just aren't as valuable as those of men. And so I think maybe they save those for when they're in, like, kind of a safer, more female space.
And didn't you write about some research, too, that when women wanted to, I guess, maybe date a guy, that they laughed extra hard and loud when there was that desirable male around?
Right, yeah. So what they find is that sort of predicts, like, whether the couple will hit it off or not, is if the woman is laughing a lot. and so that's part of that, because it's kind of like a mating signal, I guess.
So this article was headlined, "The Plight of the Funny Female." So what is a single funny woman to do? Is the only option to dumb it down, to tone down the hilarity?
I mean, I think that's the more depressing option. I don't know if you would really want to spend your life with a different personality.
Right.
So I mean, you know, women have different ways of coping with this. You know, I think some of the women that I talked to, I thought, you know, kind of one smart strategy was that they just wouldn't change their personality at all. They would just be themselves, you know, just the way they are. And sort of whoever didn't like it, they could tell wasn't worth dating. So that's kind of how they, like, narrowed down their romantic prospects, I guess.
This kind of reminds me of that book, The Rules. It was back in, what, the 80s or something like that, maybe the 90s, about rules for dating if you want to get married in 2 years. And women were supposed to be, they were supposed to wear black nylons, and they were supposed to be mysterious. So I think being funny is sort of the opposite of being mysterious. So it makes you wonder if there's something to all of that when it comes to mating rituals.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think that the rules is really outdated, and I think very few people would kind of outwardly attest to thinking that that's a good idea anymore. But it's just that these sort of more old-fashioned, you know, ideas about gender and gender relations, they take a long time to change. So even if people might say, you know, oh, that's not me, that's not what I want, you know, it just takes a long time to change something as basic as attraction or just even like friendship between two people.
Do we see a change happening, and maybe is it coming from popular culture? We mentioned at the outset there are a lot of big names, female comedians out there. Amy Schumer headlining. You wrote Madison Square Garden, the first woman comic to do that. Are we seeing some top-down change that could affect the rest of us over time?
I think, I actually do think, I mean, this is just my personal opinion. I didn't look at any studies of professional female comedians, but, you know, the embrace of people like Amy Schumer, and even before that, you know, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and such, I really feel like both men and women appreciate her almost equally. And, you know, she is sort of a feminist icon, but she's also, you know, I think a lot of men would just say she's really funny. And I think that, you know, once you do have a lot more acceptance of people like that at the top, hopefully that trickles down. You know, you can only hope that that kind of opens up the field for women who aren't, you know, professionally funny, but just are a little bit brash or outgoing sometimes, and that that's seen as sort of more acceptable and even good sometimes.
We're talking about women, men, and humor with Olga Kazan from Atlantic Magazine. In a recent piece, she writes that funny men tend to be appreciated more than funny women, and she looks at some of the latest research on gender and humor.
You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think that funny women are underappreciated? Why does that happen? Do you see this at play maybe at your workplace, in your dating life, among your friends? Do men have more room, more space to crack jokes? Women, not as much? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation after a look at the news with Kristen Durst. This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation now with Olga Kazan from The Atlantic Magazine, talking about her piece called The Plight of the Funny Female. She writes about research showing that men's sense of humor tends to be appreciated more than women's.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Is this your experience? Do you see differences between the way men and women are funny? Do you look for the funny in your dating life? Call 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll go right to a caller. We've got Jennifer on the line in Appleton. Jennifer, hi.
Hi. I was just going to say that, you know, this isn't really a great surprise. I think that if any of us would say, let's do this research, let's look at how men's humor and women's humor is perceived, I think any of us who are, you know, over the age of 40 could say, oh, let me guess. Men are, their jokes are laughed at more. Boys' jokes in middle school are laughed at more than girls' jokes. Boys' jokes in second grade are laughed more than girls' jokes in second grade, because boys are listened to more. They're paid attention to more. They're, you know, they're what girls compete for, typically. And so, you know, it's just, I really liked when the person said, well, one depressing response would be to dumb down, or, you know, to just go crazy when you think you're really funny and nobody's listening. And then the boy next to you or the person at the workplace or whatever says something that is moderately funny and everybody falls all over them. So it's just more of, you know, how we raise girls and boys in our culture.
Jennifer, thanks a lot for bringing that up. So, Olga, this talk about humor is a subset of, she says, more attention being paid to boys and later men in general.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about a more attention. That would be hard to measure. But one thing that I think has been shown in the research is that sort of when boys are sort of pranksters, like little boys are sort of pranksters or class clowns, that's seen as like a little bit more acceptable than that same behavior coming from a girl. The stereotype is that girls will be more the good, you know, the good student and like kind of quiet. And so I do think that plays into it, where it's sort of seen is like a little bit more okay for a little boy to act that way, and that sort of just continues.
Did you see anything in your research that equated being funny with having power? Is there a parallel to be drawn there?
So there is, but it's sort of not the way you think. It's about people laugh more at people who are powerful. So it's not like the funnier you are, the more powerful you are, if that makes sense.
So you laugh at the boss's joke, whether it's funny or not.
Exactly. So the boss could be like terrible, but you still have to laugh at him because he signs your check.
We've all been there, I think. Not currently. I want to emphasize, not currently.
Rob, we need
definitely
these jobs.
Not now.
Let's go to the callers now. We've got Steven on the line in Eagle. Steven, hi.
Hi. I think it's a great program we have here. I appreciate what you're saying. I would agree with you, but in my life, I find women to be a lot funnier. Whitney Cummings is one who I love, and then there's a show that's late. It's on Nick at Night. It's called Mom's Night Out, and they have a majority of women comedians. And again, there I find them to be hilarious. And so, yeah, I definitely appreciate what you're saying. I don't disagree with you at all. But in my life, I happen to find women to be much funnier.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate you calling in. And Olga, Stephen thinks women are funnier. And now that we've got, more women out there on the comedy circuit, do you expect we're going to start seeing, as you said, more people who think like Stephen does?
I feel like this is totally anecdotal, but I feel like the number of shows geared around women, and specifically women being funny for their kind of in their own right without, it being around like romantic foibles, I think they've really proliferated. And I think that's great. I think more people who are exposed to that kind of thing and appreciate that, I think that's a positive thing.
Thanks for that call, Stephen. We're talking to Olga Kazan from The Atlantic and talking about her recent piece on men and women and humor and perceptions of who's funnier. We'll go back to our callers now with Lars in Madison. Lars, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I was thinking about two things. One is I host karaoke shows for a living, and I've discovered one thing. There's a very thin line between being funny and being mean. And I wonder if a lot of women's reluctance about being funny is not wanting to be on the wrong side of that line.
Oh, interesting. So, sometimes funny can be mean-spirited funny or walking that fine line there. Do you think that's a part of the story here, Olga?
Yeah, so that's actually another article that I had written in the past. Is just about how most things that you consider funny have an element of like something a little bit dark. Usually things have to be a little bit dark in order to be funny. And I do think that women kind of try to be nicer. They're socialized to be nicer. So in trying to avoid that sort of dark or kind of mean-spirited talk, you might also kind of avoid being funny just kind of by coincidence.
Well, Lars, thanks a lot for that, and we're going to go on to Dennis in Oshkosh. Dennis, hi.
Hi. I think women's humor is actually smarter. Guys would rather see another guy get hit in the groin and laugh at that than have to think about it, a smart joke. That's what I feel.
All right. That's one that's been brought up before, Dennis. Thanks for raising that. Some people say women's humor are smarter, or men like the slapstick humor more like the Three Stooges kind of thing. But I don't know, is that putting too fine a point on it, Olga?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they like it more necessarily, but one thing that does seem to happen in these studies is that men will write a lot of like kind of the really lowbrow jokes and a lot of the really good jokes. So they seem to veer toward either end of the spectrum.
Dennis, thanks a lot for that call. We heard from Teresa on Facebook who writes, "If I goof off with anyone other than my Girl Scouts and swim kids, I feel like I'm no longer taken as seriously and my opinion is not acknowledged." So that's one that might be a big deal, especially at a workplace, Olga. Any research on that and whether we're prone to take women less seriously if they're funny at the workplace versus men?
Oh, that's a super interesting point, and I didn't look into that. I could totally see that being, this guy who happens to be funny is still seen as like a really competent person who can do their job well, but a woman who goofs off a lot is seen as sort of not serious or kind of a joke. I think that's that's an interesting concern and, yeah, something to look into.
Well, there's all that research out there now about women speaking less in the workplace in general, so it seems like it would stand to reason that they would also joke less, and it might be part of that same parcel of what's going on in sort of work gap.
Yeah, yeah. So women definitely, I mean, they do speak less at work in mixed company, and so joking less is sort of part of that. It's part of that kind of cultivating sort of a quiet, more reserved personality in the workplace, yeah.
So, Olga, we've been trying to figure out how this plays out in our workplace here, and for a while trying to not laugh at each other's jokes. That never lasts very long. I just want to ask you, do you see this in your own life, Olga, these differences and how they play out?
I don't know. I mean, I work with a lot of really, really hilarious women, so I can't say that this was sort of inspired by my workplace. I guess in the past, just, like, you know, just guys I've dated, I feel like that's not been a thing that's, like, been important to them, is, like, humor in their partners. But yeah, at work, it's interesting. We actually have, like, a very, like, funny female office, which has sort of been nice, yeah.
And if someone's listening now, a woman, and she wants to try to correct some of this humor gap that we're talking about, do you think a woman could just get out there, go back to work tomorrow, and try to crack some jokes that she wouldn't normally crack?
I think that's definitely, you know, if you work in a kind of environment where people joke around and you notice men joking around a lot, I think that's definitely a good thing to do. Some workplaces I've found are just more reserved in general, so maybe not. But yeah, and also in your romantic life, if you, you know, it can be, like, some of these women I interviewed found a good filter if you start joking around and the guy you're with from Tinder or whatever doesn't like it.
Do you talk to some of the researchers who have been looking into this? Did you get a sense as to whether they were optimistic that things are going to change, that we're going to have more parity in how we view humor for men and women?
No, actually, no, I'm sorry. No, they seemed not optimistic. One of them was, like, sort of optimistic. She said, you know, maybe eventually the norms will change and, you know, things will be different. But the rest of them were, the evolutionary people really were like, well, this has been the case for, you know, thousands of years, so it's not going to change tomorrow.
Wow.
And then the one who was a psychologist was also not very optimistic.
So it's sort of biology is destiny, so women are sort of destined not to be as funny, according to some scientists. That's kind of crazy to wrap your head around.
Well, it was more just romantic preferences, mm-hmm. or destiny. Like, okay. So, yeah.
I don't know if I buy that. I mean, I tend to lean toward the power of culture sometimes over biology when it comes to our behavior. I think it could change. I don't know. Olga,
yeah,
you,
I mean,
you,
let's hope
do you think so.
Do I?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, yeah, I think it can. I think especially with, you know, what you were saying with the female comedians and just in general how much I feel like our culture has become more feminist in recent years. And so I think hopefully this will be just another part of that.
So as we said, we've got this watershed moment right now. We've got Amy Schumer out there. We've got Tina Fey. We've got Amy Poehler. A lot of Amy's for whatever reason. But, I mean, do you think that, you know, they're joking, they're being more brash, they're being more explicit in their humor, and I just wonder if, you know, women are going to follow suit there, and or whether these three women, this trio of power and more, are sort of unicorns, whether they're special.
You know, I don't know that they're necessarily unicorns, just because I feel like we are, they're just... I don't know if you've heard about the Bechdel test, but there, you know, there's that thing for a while where it's like there's so few movies or TV shows where it's two women talking to each other about anything other than a man. Hmm. But I do feel like some of these new shows really go against that, and they're a lot more progressive than that.
Olga, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That was Olga Kazan, staff writer at The Atlantic. Her piece on men, women, and humor is linked on the Central Time Facebook page.